In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is the thought that counts. I have always thought that that thought is a good thought. Because rather than what it sounds like, it actually makes you try to see what's in another person's heart. It is the thought that counts. With that gentle reminder, like pressing on a button, you can activate love into a communication. The first day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, we are told that there were people from every nation under heaven, and each one heard the words about God's deeds of power in their own language. Imagine that. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. And we can continue. We are Londoners. We are British. We come from other countries. We have double nationality. We're from St. John's Wood. We're from outside London. But God wants to speak to us in a language each and every one of us understands. Yes, Pentecost tells us about a God that understands. And I think it's a beautiful image of God. When the Holy Spirit takes place, we meet a God that speaks our very own language. There were Parthians, Medes, Elamites, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes. We are Londoners, we are British, we come from other countries. And we can continue. We are happy, we are sad, we are excited, we are struggling. We come from loud and crowded spaces. We come from lonely and quiet places. We're from stress. We're from boredom. We are calm. We are worried. And depending on what, depending on where we're from, we might need different words, different ways of communicating, different languages. The Holy Spirit tells us about God addressing us in our lives in our very own language, in a way that we will totally understand. And what that way is might change slightly for all of us every new day.